The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin South Central, Catherine Ardagh. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Shane. How are you?
I'm good. And thanks indeed for talking to us. You have been writing in the Irish Independent about not just your experience as a mother of a non-verbal autistic child, but also your disappointment with your own government. Tell us what prompted you to write this piece.
Well, I have two sons, Shane. I have. They're twins, and one of my sons is neurotypical and one of my sons has profound autism, level 3, and is nonverbal. So I'm in a distinct position where I'm able to sort of, you know, see how easy it is for my neurotypical son to access schooling and state supports in school, whereas we had a tough time, obviously, with my son Dara trying to get a school place for him. So I'm speaking, I suppose, primarily as a mother, and also I'm a TD as well. I'm a Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin South Central, and I also represent a lot of children and parents and advocacy groups in my own area, and have done, you know, before I was elected to the Dáil. So it's something that I feel passionate about, and I feel like the Department of Education last week, we were let down when it came to the SNA crisis. I felt like I needed to give my opinion on it. And I know I'm a backbench TD, but I have opinions, especially when it comes to disabilities. And I'm ambitious for families and parents who have a disability or are living with someone or caring with someone with a disability.
Okay. Where did you think the Department of Education got it wrong last week? Because I imagine that they would say what they were trying to do was look at reallocation of SNAs, and that, you know, you do need to reallocate because schools change, pupils move on and so on, and that we can't be stuck in the same allocations in every school. And ultimately, it's a system that needs to be flexible and fluid.
Yeah, and I accept what you're saying there, but I'm also a member of the Public Accounts Committee, and we did get an apology from the Secretary General last week in relation to this SNA crisis. And yes, I agree with you. You know, the allocation and redeployment of SNAs has to be reviewed continuously, but it hadn't been reviewed for like a considerable many years, and it was done without stakeholder engagement, you know, and with anonymous letters being sent to schools. So my gripe really was that this should have been, I've no problem with SNA redeployment where it's necessary, but I think it should have been done in consultation with schools, in consultation with the principals, and not by way of an anonymous letter. So I had a real problem with that.
And look, I don't doubt any of what you're saying. And I understand the position you're in a situation where you have a huge understanding of this, and I'm not questioning that for one second. Just to play devil's advocate a little bit, is there an argument that says once you start involving schools in the process themselves, schools will always, what we have, we hold. I understand it. That's
yeah.
But they'll never willingly give up an SNA, even if the need is less than it was 2 years earlier or 3 years earlier or 5 years earlier.
And I know it sounds really simplistic to say, you know, that like a school will never give up an SNA. But if you look at the demographics in our schools, and if you look at, unfortunately, we do have a backlog of AONs, and we are getting through them. We've got nearly 6,000 AONs completed in 2025, and Minister Foley has been doing like a huge amount of work to get there. But in some cases, especially for the SNA redeployment, maybe like some of the students in the schools who don't have, you know, their A on paperwork, they can't put the fight forward to get those SNAs. And I just think schools should be given a bit of time so that they can prepare for their SNA reviews, you know, and they need to be listened to, they need to be spoken to, they need, you know, the SNOs need to go out to the schools and do a proper assessment in terms of the needs of the children. And that just wasn't done for this. And we got an apology. I'm not saying I don't think we need to have redeployment in the future when it comes to SNAs, because obviously you might have a situation where a child, you know, is in sixth class, leaves sixth class and goes to another school and had a dedicated SNA. And of course, that's going to have to happen, and we have to be pragmatic. But I don't think, you had a really, really interesting article in the paper, I think at the weekend, Shane, and it was interesting. You sort of were sort of sort of intimating that this issue was sort of a clientelism issue. And I do, like, I do feel that comes into it sometimes when it comes to
I think I used the parish pump metaphor about a different issue. I don't think I was necessarily talking about that, but sorry,
it does, but you're right. Like, obviously, there was huge public discourse when it came to this last week, and not just amongst parents and principals, but amongst, you know, our political, my colleagues in politics from across the board. And I know Minister Moynihan has been doing a huge amount of work and was very receptive to all of us. Like, as soon as I heard from parents in our local school, I contacted Minister Moynihan, and I believe he was instrumental in bringing about this pause. Yeah, he had a huge amount of engagement with my colleagues, with Taoiseach. Mm. And, you know, I think the pause was the right thing, yeah. But it has eroded trust. It has
I understand. You mentioned your disappointment with the government. I mean, when you heard the Taoiseach saying he didn't sign off on, the cabinet never signed off on these changes, what did that make you feel?
Well, I suppose I heard that before the Public Accounts Committee, and then I went into the Public Accounts Committee and I heard from the Secretary General, and she apologised to the public via the Public Accounts Committee. But there was also language used in the Public Accounts Committee in relation to, you know, the knowledge of these letters going out. And one of the phrases used was that there was broad awareness by officials, by everybody. And, you know, that language was very loose, in my opinion. Mm. It didn't give me great confidence. So I think they're going to have to, the department officials, the system are going to have to be clear in terms of the language they're using, because I rely on the Department of Education, you know, for, you know, so I can work every day, so I can go to school, so my son is cared for adequately.
Of course.
I think it's really important that we have proper systems in place that work for parents, give clarity to parents, give certainty to schools, and that we sort of are not always firefighting, that we know what's going to happen, that there's a roadmap.
Do you think there's a danger now that this will be, you mentioned the piece I wrote on Sunday, this is what I said mm-hmm. on Sunday, that yeah. it'll be like the water charges. No government will ever touch this issue again, and they'll be afraid to move any SNA, and that ultimately what might happen is you might get, you know, newer schools or a school that has an influx of students with learning disabilities, that they may end up being underserviced because of this.
Well, there is going to be an increase generally in SNAs. I think that we'll see like 500 extra SNAs for next year. So I just thought it was bizarre to do this review when we were getting more SNAs. You know, they had budgeted for more SNAs.
My question is, will governments shy away from reallocation now?
No, I don't think so, because I think you have some really obvious reallocations, especially when, as I use the example of maybe a child going on to second level education. But I think it has to be done with the stakeholder engagement, and there has to be a proper framework. I understand they are revisiting the circular from 2014 and make it clear for schools, because there's some of that, it's down to language again, like some of the language used in the circular is quite like, it's very hard to understand. Like, my son would also have some behavioural issues, and it's not like 100% clear that an SNA covers a child with sort of a behavioural or sort of sensory processing issues.
Yeah.
And I think if the language is clear, so the school know how they can qualify for an SNA.
Can I ask you a question?
It would be better for everyone.
Can I ask you a question?
There would be no questions.
And I'm not trying to be a smart aleck here. I'm not trying to catch out or anything. It's a genuine question.
Yeah.
Do you fully, because I don't know the answer to this, fully understand what the role of an SNA is?
Well, in the circular, the role of an SNA, I think, was originally introduced, I suppose, for like primary care needs. Then it was extended to like sort of, as the discourse, public discourse,
became more involved in education, so, and so on.
Because there's a lot of children with autism who don't need to have care needs, but they have behavioural needs or sensory processing needs.
And by the way, I asked that question not in any way as a criticism of SNAs. Just, I just wonder, does the role need to be debated? Does it need to be better defined?
No, I agree with you. And also, we might even need to look at, and it's something Taoiseach mentioned, is looking at, like, so some schools rely on the SNA because you have some schools with over 32 people in a class. So the SNA, like, a teacher just can't. And I acknowledge that as well, that there are kids maybe undiagnosed ADHD, behavioural issues. And but they really rely on the SNA. They may not have done all sure. the paperwork to sort of prove they need the SNA, but the SNA is, you know, really beneficial to the class. And we might need to look down maybe at classroom assistants or some sort of role.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I just think it's important that we have clarity from everyone so the public knows, no, you have to have that. And no one's sort of second guessing, and the appeal mechanism isn't opaque, that it's very clear. And we know we okay. all are on the okay. same page.
It would be remiss not to ask you about Dara. Obviously, his SNA is really important to him in terms of going to school.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a really important, and as well for him, he has quite profound autism, that he knows this, you know, that the same few people are there and there's consistency, and, you know, and he gets that and he's happy, and it just makes the life of the teacher a lot easier as well. So, you know, when he's regulated, that she can, you know, use those moments to, you know, to help teach him and help him learn.
Of course. And it's such, I can only imagine it's such a worry as a parent. Anything that would in any way undermine or threaten that, you know, very stable environment in school is just your worst nightmare.
But just be clear, this review wasn't for a special school. My son is in a special school.
No, sorry, I wasn't suggesting it was.
Yeah. So, but no, I'm really, and thanks for having me on Shane. I really appreciate it.
Really, he's doing well in school?
Yeah, he's doing great. He just started his school just before Christmas. And, you know, that's obviously, you know, it's a worry. I know there's a lot of parents listening to your show as well, and they're worried about like places come September. So I feel like I just need to keep shining a light on the Department of Education, and we just need to keep, you know, keep them in check to ensure that like they deliver for the kids that need it, because that's my ambition. Okay. You know, as a TD. Yeah.
All right. Listen, thank you so much for talking to us, Deputy Catherine Arda there, Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin South Central. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.